The Blue Tau Radio Theater presents... The Adventures of Captain Strong, the Scourge of the High Seas, starring Matt Heller, Ben McClure, Andrew Heller, and Rebecca Thompson. Special guest star, Ryan Anton.
Episode 13.
When we last left our heroes, they had just found themselves in the middle of an impromptu political rally surrounding the Floodland Castle, all focused on the sudden reappearance of an old friend.
Captain, did I just hear you right?
You certainly did, Randy. Up there, on the balcony, it's my beloved! It's Princess Amanda!
I can't believe it, we finally found her, and she looks beautiful!
My fellow Floodlandians!
Yes, especially considering the horrible ordeal she must have gone through to get here.
Hey, buddy! Keep it down! The princess is trying to speak!
How happy we will be when I have the chance to declare my love for her!
Hey, bozo! You listening to me? I said put a cork in it!
Excuse me, I'm soliloquizing about my beloved.
Yeah, well, soliloquize about this!
No, no. Fellow Floodlandians, this is a joyous day. After all this time, our princess has come home. Rejoice and celebrate.
Yeah, I guess you was right. Sorry, pal.
It's okay. No harm done.
Now, give each other a hug.
Well, all right. Come here, you big galoot.
Randy, have you ever seen the captain acting like this?
It's a disease, Percy. A disease called love.
It's really her! Look at that profile! Look at that delicate skin! My princess is alive and well!
My fellow Floodlandians, today is a great day of rejoicing. After an absence of many years, I, Princess Amanda, have been restored to you.
Yay!
The heart and soul of our land, Floodland, will no longer be lost in a world of anarchy and chaos as I resume the throne and bring a new order to our great nation.
Yay!
Only my parents' recent assassination saddens this great day, and I vow that my first deed as your queen will be to go to every length necessary to capture the vile fiends that took the greatest monarchs our country has ever known away from her.
Yay!
Queen?
Sure, what did you expect?
Queen Amanda, I'm so proud, but why does her voice sound so strange?
Yeah, it's so different.
Yeah, how could a person's voice just change like that?
Well, there seems to be a lot of that going on around these days, doesn't there, Percy?
Well, I for one think your new voice sounds silly. I liked your old voice. It was lilting and lovely.
Quiet, quiet, all of you. It doesn't matter what she sounds like. What's important is that she's here. Any voice she has is music to my ears.
Now, loyal subjects, I retire to the throne room, where I shall meet my ministers and aides and begin developing an economic plan to help Floodland be competitive in today's international market. In the meantime, everybody party!
Yeah!
Well, I'm sure glad we got here in time for all the hoopla!
Party? There's no time to party! I have to get to the palace and talk to Amanda.
But how, Captain? You heard her. She's going into an important meeting with her aides. I doubt you have time for visitors.
Don't be silly, Percy. It's me, remember? I'm Captain Strong. I'm her beloved. She'll make time to see me.
Shortly, Captain Strong and his party had arrived at the castle door.
Where do you think you're going, buddy?
To the throne room, my good sentryman. Please tell the Queen that Captain Fitzwilliam Strong requests an audience.
No one is allowed to disturb the Queen.
Yes, yes, whatever. I know you have your orders. However, I'm certain that she'll make an exception in my case. So please, run along now and deliver my message.
No one is allowed to disturb the Queen.
Yes, I understand you. But you need to understand that I am on a mission of urgency that is of great importance to both the Queen and myself. And your excessive adherence to these rules and lack of personal initiative is going to cost us both emotional stress unless I can persuade you to see reason
No one is allowed to disturb the queen.
Look, you big, fat, overpaid orangutan! If you don't step aside this instant and take me to talk to my beloved, I'm going to grind your feeble-sized brains to pepper with my bare hands!
Are you threatening me?
Am I threatening you?
Captain, perhaps we'd just better take a little walk and let this nice giant of a man do his job.
Percy!
And don't you come back.
How could you think that man be so profoundly stupid that he couldn't see the foolishness of his actions?
Remember, Captain, as far as the princess knows, you're still just a lousy, no-good, two-timing, backstabbing, opportunistic, womanizing, scum-sucking whinny of a man. She doesn't know how you've changed.
True, Percy. I had forgotten that. It looks like subtler methods are going to be required.
Do you have a plan, Captain?
I certainly do, Randy, my boy. Now, listen carefully.
And who are you supposed to be?
Encyclopedia salesman!
Excuse me?
Encyclopedia salesman! I'm here to sell encyclopedias for, the Royal Library! Royal Encyclopedias!
So where...
Can I come in?
Where are your sample cases, huh, Pipsqueak?
My what?
Your samples. If you're an encyclopedia salesman, where are your encyclopedias?
They're right here! In my head! An encyclopedia of knowledge, stored away in my brain! And it's all for sale! An extended memory course! Yeah, a Royal Encyclopedic Memory Course salesman! That's me!
In your head, huh? Well, we better open it up and check it out.
Sir, I don't think they're buying it!
It looks like we'll have to be even craftier, Percy.
Should we use a hacksaw or a corkscrew?
A hacksaw!
Try a cheese grater!
I think you're right, Captain. Do you have something in mind?
What are you doing? Let go of me! Captain, help!
Well, they wouldn't call me the Scourge of the Highest Seas if I didn't, Percy.
And Randy had staggered back to his crewmates.
So, is the plan clear for everyone?
Yes, but I don't understand why I have to be the bait.
Now, Randy, do I have to explain to you the chain of command once again?
No, sir.
Good. Now, let's go.
Aye, sir.
It's me, Imp!
Scream all you want, my pretty! I won't relent until, you pay the rent, or marry me, or something.
Look, that encyclopedia salesman is attacking that rotund woman. Let's stop him.
Thanks, Greta. Lady.
You seem rather protective of your attacker, Fräulein. What is this, some kind of trick?
No, not at all. Help me.
Yeah, ha. You'll be mine yet.
You're not fooling anyone.
It's not working, Randy. Run for it.
Quick, after them.
This is it, Percy. Our big chance. Quickly, into the castle.
Are you sure this is wise, sir? Breaking into the royal palace wasn't exactly what I had on the agenda when I got up this morning.
It wasn't on mine either, Percy, but if there's one thing I've learned from being Scourge of the High Seas for over nearly 4 years now, it's that you won't always have to...
Excuse me for interrupting, Captain, but look, more guards down that corridor, and they're heading this way.
Quickly, Percy, into this conveniently located side corridor.
Yes, sir, but now what?
Now we wait for the guards to pass, locate the royal meeting rooms, and at the opportune moment... reunite two lovers too long denied each other's company.
Meanwhile, in the dilapidated marketplace of the province of Flirdland...
Randy, quick! Into this clothing merchant's tent! Maybe they won't notice us!
I sure hope not! Good thinking, Greta! I hope that Percy and the captain are faring better than we are!
I should have gone with them! The captain may need me!
Joyous day, fellow citizens of Flirdland! How can I be of good service, sir? Perhaps you're interested in a fine handmade handkerchief to complement your exotic attire.
I don't think so.
Then perhaps you'd like hand-woven surgery cloth scarf for your mother here.
Mother, why you little snake?
Damn!
Thanks for everything, but I think we gotta go. Come on, Greta.
Rude little snitching doga.
Forget about him, Greta. At least we lost those guards.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. Take them away, fellows.
Oh, no!
Randy and Greta survive being roughly handled by some overzealous royal guards? Will Captain Strong and Percy successfully find Queen Amanda and convince her of his genuine romantic intentions? Find out in the next emotionally churning episode of The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas.
Nah, nah.